السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech so that they may understand what I say. رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَرِزْقًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. Allahumma faqihna fid-deen. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope that everyone is doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So inshallah, I would like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which, alhamdulillah, we are continuing with Surah Al-Baqarah. And today we are starting with ayah number 11 to 18, inshallah. And this will be followed by a brief summary of the tajweed of these ayat. So if you all could open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون.
And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. We are doing ayah numbers 11 to 18, inshallah. So now we are going to go over a brief tajweed of these ayahs. Before we start, I just would like to say that today I want to focus on the mudud that are present in these ayahs. So just a quick review. Mudud is when you stretch the sound of the letter. And so far we have covered the two count mud and we have covered the four count mud. And both of these come pretty often in these ayahs, which is why I wanted to focus on these. So inshallah, whenever they come in the ayahs, we want to make sure that we are pulling them for the same length throughout our entire recitation. Just a quick reminder, a two-count mez is the time it takes to raise two fingers, and the four-count mez is the time it takes to raise four fingers. So inshallah, we will keep an eye out for that, inshallah, throughout our lesson. Now let us start from ayah number 11, the first ayah from this lesson. We start with the words, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ. Here we have a heavy letter. The heavy letters are خُسَّ دَغْطٍ قِلْ. These are the heavy letters. So we have the letter قَاف. قَاف is heavy, meaning we will have a mouth full. Back of the tongue should be raised. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ قِي, heavy قَاف. لَهُمْ, here we have a meme with a سُكُون. As we learned, meme is a letter of توسط. It is part of لِنْعُمَر. So we are resting upon this meme. We are allowing ourselves to pause upon this letter. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا. Here we have the letter fa, and fa has a سُكُون. We are resting upon this fa. We want a little bit of air to escape. لَا تُفْسِدُوا. Sidu, la tufsidu. You can hear there is a little bit of air escaping on this fa, so we are resting upon this letter as well. La tufsidu fil ardi. Here we have two letters of tawassut in the same word. The letters of tawassut are lin umar. So here we have a lam with a sukun and we have a ra with a sukun. We are resting upon both of these letters. Following that, we have the heavy letter ba. Ba is part of خُسَّ دَغْطٍ قِلْ, so we are having a mouthful, back of the tongue raised kind of sound. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا. Here we have the heavy sound قَاف, and here we have a two-count med. There is a قَاف with a fatha followed by an alif. Now because there is a heavy letter, we have the قَاف with a fatha. The two-count med will also be heavy. So we want a heavy qaf and a heavy stretching sound as well. Qalu, qalu. So even that stretching sound should be heavy. Now we are also keeping an eye out for the four-count med. The sign of a four-count med is that squiggly line. That is the mark of a med. So here in qalu, above that wow, we can see there is that squiggly sign. So we are pulling this for four counts. Two-count med, we pull for two fingers. Four-count med, we are raising four fingers. فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. Here we have the word نَحْنُ. Ha is from the throat. We are feeling warm air almost escaping from our throat. Ha, ha, almost like there is a slight strangulation from the throat. So we should feel that whenever we recite the letter ha. Here we have another letter of خُسَّ دَغْطٍ قِلْ. We have the letter صَاد. صَاد is a heavy letter, so the mouth is full. The back of the tongue should be raised. And at the end of this word, again, we have the letter ha. Ha is from the throat. We should feel that air escaping. And as we learned last week, whenever we end on a letter with a two-count med, and there is a سُكُون after that two-count med, for example, here in مُصْلِحُون, we have ha with a dhamma, and following that, we have a wow. So as we learned, this is a two-count med. Following this two-count med, we are stopping on a sukun. Because this is the end of an ayah, we are stopping at a sukun on that noon. So whenever we have two-count med with a sukun, we change this to a four-count med. This is known as mad'arid lis-sukun. It is not said all of the time. Only when there is a sukun on the letter that we stop at. And because we are stopping at the end of this ayah, we will pull this for four counts. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. Here you can hear that I pulled the ending for four count mud. And inshallah, at the ending of every ayah, if we have a two-count mad with a sukun, we are also pulling that for four count. Even though it doesn't have that squiggly sign, we are doing that because there is a sukun at the ending of the ayah. So inshallah, in ayah number 12, again, we have a four-count mad. We are looking for that squiggly symbol, and I see that on the alif in ala. So we are pulling ala for four counts. Ala innahum. Here we have lin umar letter, mim, with a sukun. So we are resting, we are applying tawassut. Innahum humul mufsidun. And here in al-mufsidun, again we have lin umar, we have the lam with a sukun. So we are resting upon this lam. And we have the letter fa with a sukun. So like I mentioned, we are allowing a little bit of air to escape. We are resting upon this fa because it has a sukun. Ala innahum humul mufsiduna walakin la. Here in the word yash'urun, we have a sheen with a sukun. So again, we are resting upon this sheen. Yash'urun. And here we have the letter ayn. Ayn is from the throat. We should feel a slight strangulation. Yash'urun. And because we are ending on a sukun, we are pulling this for four counts. In the next ayah, we have the words وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ. Here, qaf is a heavy sound, so we are making a mouthful, back of the tongue raised. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ. And here we want to make sure that the lam in qila is light. So we don't want the lam to become heavy as well. Qaf is a heavy sound, but lam is a light sound. So we want to make sure that we keep what is heavy and we keep what is light separate. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. Here we have the word كَمَا, and we are keeping an eye out for the four-count med. Here we see that squiggly line on top of the alif, so this is a four-count med. And in آمَنَ and النَّاسِ, we both see a two-count med. آمَنَ النَّاسُ. In qalu, we have a heavy qaf followed by a two-count med, pulling that qa sound for two. And we have lu, here we have a four-count med on the waw. Kama amana nasu qalu anu'min. Here we have anu'minu kama. So here, kama is also a four-count med. Kama amana. This is a two-count med. And as-sufaha'u, here this ha also has a squiggly line. So we are pulling this for four counts. So we have four-count med, two-count med, four-count med. Anu'minu kama amana as-sufaha'. And we are ending on this jerking sound of the hamza. In the word ala, this is a four-count med. Again, we see that squiggly line. Innahum, meme has a tawassut, so we are resting upon this meme. And again, we have the word as-sufaha, and we see there is a four-count med. There is that squiggly med sign on the alif, so we are pulling that for four counts. Walakin la ya'lamun. Here we have ayn with a tawassut, so we are resting upon this ayn. Ya'lamun. And here we are ending on a four-count med. So in the next ayah, again, we have وَإِذَا لَقُوا. Qaf is a heavy sound, mouthful, back of the tongue raised. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. آمَنُوا, here we have a two-count med. قَالُوا, again, we have a heavy qaf with a two-count med. قَالُوا, here we have that squiggly sign. Again, this is a four-count med. آمَنَا, two-count med in Hamza and on the Noon. Wa'idha, again we have a two-count med. So lots of two-count meds in this ayah alone. Wa'idha laqul ladhina amanu qalu amanna wa'idha khalaw. Here, khalaw, khussa dhaqtin qib, kha is a heavy sound. Ila, this is a two-count med. Shayaqinihim, this is a two-count on the ya. Ba is a heavy sound, khussa dhaqtin qilf. So shayaqinihim, ba is heavy, but the ya before it is light. So we don't want shayaqinihim, this is incorrect. We want a light ya sound. Shayaqinihim. Here we have a meme with a sukun, so this is a letter of lin umar. This is the wasut. قالوا, we have a heavy cough, mouthful. قالوا, نعم, here we have a four count mud. There is that squiggly sign. إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ, on إِنَّا, this is a two count mud. إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ, عين is from the throat. مَعَكُمْ, ميم has the وَسُّط, so we are resting upon this. إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ, إِنَّمَا, two count mud. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Here we have a ha with a sukun. We are resting upon this ha. We have a sin with a sukun. We are resting upon this sin. And we have a ha with a sukun. So we are resting upon this ha. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. اللَّهُ, here Allah is a heavy lam sound. يستهزئ. Again, we have seen with a sukun and a ha with a sukun. So we are resting upon all of these. Bihim, we have meme with a sukun. This is the wasut. ويمدهم, on this meme, this is the wasut. في طغيانهم, غين and meme of طغيانهم. We are resting upon all of these. طا and غا are both heavy sounds. All of these are heavy. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahun. Ayn is from the throat. Ya'. We want that sound. And we have a four count mud when we end on this ayah. In ula'ika, here we have a four count mud. أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة. Here we have a sheen with a sukun. We are resting upon the sheen. And we have the letter bod. Bod is a heavy sound. It is part of خصة ضغط قل. So we are having a mouthful.
اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت.
Rabihat, ra is a heavy sound in this case. Tijaratuhum, again we have a ra, in this case it is heavy.
Rabihat tijaratuhum.
And here we have a ta with a sukun, and we have that, following that a ta with a shadda. So we are connecting both of these ta's.
Rabihat tijaratuhum wa ma kanu.
Here we have two count mud in wama and two count mud in ganu. And in the wow as well, we have a two count mud.
Wama ganu muhtadin.
Ending on the four count mud.
Mathaluhum, meme has tawassut. Kamathalil ladis tawqada.
Scene has a sukun, so we are resting upon this scene.
Istawqada.
Qaf is a heavy sound. Dal is a light sound.
Istawqada naran.
Ra in this case is a heavy sound.
Naran falamma.
So here we have a meme with a fatha. This is a two count mud.
Alba'at.
Bad also has, sorry, falamma is a four count mud. Alba'at is also a four count mud. Bad is also a heavy sound.
فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ حَوْلَهُ.
Here on the ha we have a true count mud.
ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ.
Allah is a heavy sound.
اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ.
Meme has the wasud. So we are resting upon this meme.
بِنُورِهِمْ وَتَرَكَهُمْ.
Ta is light. Ra in this case is heavy and gas is light.
Tarakahum.
So we want ra alone to be heavy. On the meme in tarakahum, meme has the wasut, so we are resting upon this meme.
Fi wulumatin.
Ra is heavy sound. Khusa dakhbunkil. So mouthful kind of sound.
Wulumatin la yubsirun.
Here, sad is a heavy sound and ra in this case is also heavy. يبصرون صم. صاد is a heavy sound.
صم بكم.
Gaf has a sukun, so we are resting upon this gaf. Bukmun rumyun. Ayn is from the throat, so we want that ra ra sound. Rumyun fahum. Mim has the wasl, so we are resting upon this meme. La yarji'un. Ra also has the wasl. It is part of Lin Umar, so we are resting upon this ra. And we are ending on a four count med. Fahum la yarji'un. And inshallah, that is our lesson today. 11 to 18, those are the ayahs. So now it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will end it here. Jazakumullahu khairan kathiran. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.